Welcome back. It's one of my favorite songs by Bruce Springsteen. That's My Hometown. His album Born in the USA, which hit number one on this day in 1985, so remember him here on the Mark Steiner Show. Not remember him, he's still with us. Remember that album on this day. I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome back here to the Mark Steiner Show on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. And the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by the Maryland State Education Association. From school funding to testing, you can learn about the important issues affecting Maryland students, parents, and schools by visiting the Maryland State Education Association's website at MarylandEducators.org. That's MarylandEducators.org or at SteinerShow.org. Maryland State Education Association's banner is there. On this part of the Mark Steiner Show, we're about to have a conversation with Willie Flowers. He's in the studio. It's always good to have him with us here. And Willie, welcome. Good to have you in the house.
Good morning.
And Willie Flowers is back here today because he's started a campaign called Try Love, Willie runs the Park Heights
Community Health Alliance.
I'm sorry. And of course, has created this incredible community farm where people can actually have access to decent food grown in the community, which is really unheard of anywhere in the country, pretty much. And joins us here in studio to talk about Try Love. So, Try Love.
Yeah, just framed simply, it's just the reality that considering everything that we're going through, it's the case that the people in the field. Everybody walks into any situation of calamity with some solution in place, and we feel like we can make change, save the world. But eventually you get overwhelmed, and you've seen everything from Ferguson to New York, and nobody once said that love was the answer. And when I started talking about this publicly, because I felt like I couldn't do anything, like we're doing a nonprofit effort in the Park Heights community. We're doing a lot of good things. But when major instances like Ferguson and New York happen and other activities, because since Ferguson and the New York situation, young people have been hurt in Park Heights and other areas of the city. But in all these situations, people, including me, felt like we couldn't do anything. And the one thing that came to me was that love was a solution. And we get away from that in the sense that anybody who's doing human services work or any work, really, we do it because of a significant feeling of love for whatever the craft is. And once, I don't know if it's the case that you get older or we get jaded or whatever, but we get away from the fact that the reason we got involved was because of love or something. And once I started talking about this, people who I spoke to it about felt the same way. So a group of us got together. We tested a lot of different slogans or themes, and we came up with the logo that you see.
And Try Love.
Try Love. Embrace, accept, extend. And it speaks to everything. And if you try it, you'll see a change. If not in the spirit of how you approach a situation, you'll change somebody else because you tried it, you know.
So how does that mean? There's a piece I want to read to you here that was sent to me by Ethelbert Miller, who's one of our great poets. Yes, he sent me an email over the weekend that made me think of this program coming up that we're having. How does that work for you, implementing that as a community organizer, somebody who's in the midst of a poor working class community really struggling to make it?
It's simple, but it's hard. It's simple because I haven't given up on all that we do, but I've made a commitment to remind myself that love is the answer. It's simple as an individual, so it's simple for any individual to come to that conclusion. What's hard is when someone sees what we're trying to do, because we launched this on the social media, Facebook and that kind of thing. So people are like, what's the next steps? Well,
right.
There is no next step. The step is to remind you that love is a solution. And just by saying it, it inspires something differently in anyone's pursuit to recommit yourself to what got you started in whatever you're doing in life.
So these signs, Try Love, the red heart in the midst of the black lettering, are these going to go up around Park Heights?
We're trying to put them everywhere in Park Heights. We're targeting, of course, the businesses in Park Heights. We've gone up on the social media stuff. We have a group of young people between our organization, the Park Heights Community Health Alliance, and the Park Heights Renaissance. We're working with the Center for Holistic Awareness and Study and Multicultural Education, Teaching, and Research Organization, Baltimore Homer Community, and others who embrace this already in the work that we do. But we're just trying to get other people on board. And the most significant thing is that the people, particularly, like I said, we work with a lot of people in the human services arena. It's hard to admit that you're exhausted. It's hard to admit that you're overwhelmed because you got a commitment to what you're doing. But the pursuit is just to remind people that you're doing it for love.
Are you one of those people coming to grips with your own exhaustion in the work sometimes?
Sometimes, yes. But the sometimes is this, and this is what happens often, and I've had it in my life, and I've, you know, I could have become one of those people. I can easily admit to becoming one of the people that when you're doing this good work, that it attracts people because they know what you're doing. And I've had the situation of getting close to people I could see as mentors and doing the work that I wanted to do. And then you would find out that, you know, not that they were mean people, but they would do something that was an action to what was going on in their world at that time. And you'll say, well, they're not that nice. And but that's the point. You have to return. I don't know. We've started doing a weekly meditation for about the last year at our building on Friday.
Really?
We do a weekly meditation that is for the purpose of people coming together about their week and diagnosing that and then catapulting to the next week to do it better.
You're talking about community people? People live in the neighborhood
community
in
people,
Park Heights?
Because
your place is near Pimlico and Park Heights is
right,
where you are, right?
Quantico and Park Heights. And we do it, you know, every Friday evening. And what that has brought is a vegan potluck that comes, a brother named Dr. Joe Adams. He does a vegan potluck. And so things are happening. You don't, like I said, let me get back. The goal is to use love as an organizing tool. You know, it's a tactic like anything else. If you put into those terms, the goal is to put love in it as an organizing tool so that the ultimate solution might not be great, but love will be a part of it. So you understand how to take a challenge or an obstacle and turn it into something that would take you closer as opposed to saying it's the end, because we face it every day where some system that you worked on might not work and you just lay it down. And what we're saying is that if you remember the love of it, it won't be seen as failure, but it'll be seen as an opportunity to do it differently. Maybe you need to create a coalition to add more people, create an environment that it's more welcoming so that people will say, well, I can do it if you can't. And that's kind of what has already happened with the Try Love campaign. There are people who have these same ideas in some format, and they bring different talents to the table. There's a brother named John Wesley who emailed me. He told me that he had a social marketing campaign that spoke. He called it "Stop in the Name of Love," and he had other details about how he planned to do it. I haven't even met him, but the reality is that I can't sing and I can't play the piano, but he can. And that attracts people more than me sitting on this radio talking about it.
And John Wesley is an amazing man. You know, he's just a digression real fast. He's the godson of Fannie Lou Hamer.
Right.
He's been on the show many, many times and was one of the original hosts in WEAA when it first opened up. And he lost his fiancée in 9/11. Mm. She was on one of the planes that went down. And he's a guy who just exudes that kind of love despite all that.
Right, and that's what
that
I'm
he's
saying.
Seen, right?
And that's what I'm saying. I'm not just talking about Park Heights. I work in Park Heights. I don't see Park Heights as one community or the only community that I work for. The fact is I grew up in a community in Alabama called Mulberry Heights, and I see the same challenges there that I see in Park Heights. I see the same challenges in Park Heights as I see in Washington, D.C. or wherever. The people that we organize with on the food front are in Detroit and New York and everywhere else. And the problem is the same. But what I'm trying to add, what we are trying to add, is the conversation that if we return to love and put love in it as a solution, we'll be stronger coming out of it. And I'm I'm clear that the vibration that comes when your meditation, your focus is on love, on solutions, and on how you can contribute, you'll attract what you need.
And folks, join us here, 410-319-8888. We're talking with Willie Flowers, who's Executive Director of the Park Heights Community Health Alliance. We'd love to have you join us here, 410-319-8888, or write to us by email at talk@steinershow.org. Tweet me at Mark Steiner, but 410-319-8888. Because, you know, people hear this and go, what? And I'm saying, this is, to me, when I first heard Willie say this, and then my wife said, you really need to talk to Willie more about this on the air, just the idea that we try all these other things, but that just the notion of loving the folks around us and trying to change hearts and souls is as important as any other part of the struggle we're in. There was I'll just read this thing to you that this may not fit directly. You can tell me if you think it does or doesn't. But Ethelbert Miller, who's one of America's great poets and runs a center at Howard University, and sent this to me over the weekend. He said, "Happy Valentine's Day. There should be a movement to have a ceasefire on this day between black men. Too often we buy flowers not for dates, but funerals. Yes, a day for black hearts."
Powerful. And that's and if you notice that he didn't say anything about violence.
No.
He didn't say anything about the combustion. He just focused on love and trying to switch it. And that's all. It's consistent with what we're trying to do, just switch it a little bit. And it was nothing simple. It's a reminder that, yeah, you have opportunity every day, and no pun intended, to give flowers to anybody. But it's the case that you load it up when those people die. So not to get deep into that, but the reality is, and flowers are just a metaphor to love. And we can do that in kind of way. One of the pieces to the individual piece of the Try Love campaign is just to simply sit down and write a letter to someone who you love. Whether that letter is about offering forgiveness, because when you offer forgiveness, you can be forgiven, and it enters, love enters into the conversation. And like I said, that vibration that is pierced because of that will resolve all issues that you have with anyone. And that's my belief. Additionally, writing a letter is something that we've gotten away from, because it's so much easier to do a text or do an email. And I think a return to that puts the personality in it as well.
Let me open the phone to people calling in to join the conversation here with Willie Flowers here on the Mark Steiner Show and his Try Love campaign he's developing for the community he's working in. But beyond that, of course, Willie Flowers is Executive Director of the Park Heights Community Health Alliance. 410-319-8888 is the number here. Antonio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Mark. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I'd like to acknowledge you for the great work that you always do, Mark. And I'm a great fan and collaborator with Willie Flowers. Since I met him, I have been moved by his commitment to the community. And he mentioned this earlier. I'm the director of the Multicultural Education, Training, and Research Organization, MATARO. And we are partnering with Willie because what we really like is the fact that his focus is around health, and his focus is around the communities getting empowered to be able to deal with health. And one of the ways to do this is to have the Try Love campaign in the center of it. We have been there. I've been there for a number of the meditation sessions that he has fostered. The ranks continue to increase for the number of people who are coming to get some inner peace from the meditation, so that they can go take that out into their family, into their workplace, into their friends, and be able to create an environment where you can introduce love as an element in terms of whatever it is that you're doing. So his focus also on health, the vegan. I was at the vegan potluck mm-hmm. the other day with Dr. Joe Adams. It was a wonderful event where people are coming to talk about health and ways that they can improve their health, whether it's weight loss or whether it's just health in general. So all of the things that he is doing, to me, are exactly the kind of things that people need to be doing in general, but specifically in the urban communities, there's a great need for the kind of health-focused kind of components that he's doing. And I acknowledge him. It's great work that he's doing. And I acknowledge you, Mark, for having the foresight to be able to have somebody like Willie on your show so more people can hear about it and learn about it.
Thank you so much for those comments. I appreciate the kind words as well. I mean, I'm looking forward to kind of coming to one of these meditations on Friday night. I didn't know you were doing that.
No, it's been as an organizer, it's been exciting to watch the interest of the people and the effect that it has, because what we try to remind people is that prayer is one thing, but meditation is another. You can pray for things, and God will give them to you.
Right.
But if you're not balanced in what you're doing overall, you can give it to you, and it'll just run through your hands. So we encourage meditation as a way to get centered, so that your spirit can be right, and everything that you need will come to you. And if your meditations are right and balanced, everything you need is what you want. So that's kind of what we hope to promote.
Now, I think this is such a unique and very different way. And I remember when you first said to me a couple weeks back that you were doing this, and I really wasn't sure what you were doing, mm-hmm. what that meant. But I knew it was going to be profound.
We get distracted because the romantic love, you get more radio play on that than anything.
Right.
So, and then when you talk about love, it does at some point translate into God and the Spirit. So everybody has a different view of that. But the reality is that until we can bring all that together as a united front to resolve some of the issues that we are having as a people, because if one person is hurt, we all have an effect on it.
That's right.
And from a political standpoint, we talked about it earlier. I heard the piece on the radio earlier about the paid sick leave. If someone's sick in a system, you're going to pay for it at some point in the day. And it's no differently as it pertains to the spirit. If one child is hurt and one child doesn't see in this country that they can become whatever it is they want to achieve, and that hurts me. So the inspiration is to focus in on that, and any time to and always to be able to ask for forgiveness, offer forgiveness, and to be an example of love.
410-319-8888 with Willie Flowers talking about the new Try Love campaign he has begun out of the community he's working in, Park Heights. 410-319-8888. And Ed, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I just want to say hi to Willie. This is Ed Miller. I work with Civic Works, and we've had the honor to be in Willie's presence and to work very hard with him in Park Heights on several occasions during the last few years. We haven't worked during the last few months, but I just want to reaffirm what the other gentleman said about Willie and his work in that neighborhood and how much we all love him and are willing to support anything that he says or he does. That seems pretty open, but it's true. We transform vacant lots in East Baltimore and West Baltimore, and we've been doing this for a long time out of the GS of Civic Works and our community lot program, and we just affirm Willie.
Thank you. Thank you, Ed, for that call.
Now, talk about spreading love. They do it every single day. And the unique thing about Civic Works and the work that Mr. Miller does is that they keep a revolving unit of young people who are basically inspired to continue to work wherever they go. And of all the young people I've met through Ed Miller over the years, I've bumped into them in another location doing something substantial. And I'm happy to always have been connected with him. And we've been working together for as long as I've been there, for the last almost 7 years.
We have very little time left in this segment right now, but I do want you to come back and talk more about this in some greater depth and longer time, bring some of the people in so we can really wrestle with this. I think of people that who've been doing this for years, like Maria Broom and other people who really have that essence.
Right,
inside
and she's
it,
a
right?
major a guide and mentor in this. And
can what I imagine she is.
Right. No, yeah. And what she taught was, and when she was surprised, she would always send me notes like, you're brave, you're courageous. And by her saying that, made me feel like it, you know, it should be natural. It shouldn't be a surprise that you know, you want to take a theme like this to another level, but it's uncommon. It's like I said, you get caught up in the romantic love thing, but it's uncommon to do it as a vehicle for change and motivation.
So, is there a way that people need to be in touch with this, with you?
They can go to our Facebook page. We have a Facebook page specifically for the Try Love campaign. We are asking people to post the logo on there. On their profile page, just to get the word out to
we'll put it on the Steiner Show page.
Start the buzz.
Yeah.
And if you go to the page or my page, you can see the list of things that you can do to activate a sense in your community. Most people are already doing the kind of work that we're asking for, just to be involved in your community. That letter is key because it will allow you to reconnect with people or, who, you know, you may have some static with, particularly, you know, in your family. My letter was to my mother, just to, as a reminder to her that without her reminding me that love is the answer when I was confused about how can love be the answer. if she had not said that, I would not be doing this campaign right now. So I wrote her a letter to express that. I just thank her. And a letter of gratitude for her commitment to something that I didn't understand.
Well, Lee Flowers, it's been an honor to have you here this last half an hour. I look forward to really doing more with this. I think this is one of the most important things that's come to Baltimore in a long time, and I appreciate the power from inside of you bringing this out to everybody.
Yeah, thank you for having us on.
Anytime, all the time.
All right.
Well, Lee Flowers is Executive Director of the Park Heights Community Health Alliance. Try Love is this new campaign. You can go to Facebook and see it right there. And we'll be linking to it on our page. It's already on my Facebook page, both of them. And so you can go click on there as well. Willie, thanks so much, brother. Good to
Thank
have you.
You
here.
All right.
The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineers, Andrea Melton. Our engineering interns, Anthony Nichols. Our intern and Day in History research producer is Sienna Greaves. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. On our way out of here, we're hearing Just One Look by the great Doris Troy, who passed away on this day in 2004. To podcast The Mark Steiner Show and share it with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Try love. Take care. Forever.